Welcome back to Detroit International. This particular episode is with my homeboy King. We ran the streets of Detroit for a couple years. He's a little younger than me, but it's my homie. We don't get into wild party nights. We don't get into the time he did behind bars, but he came back and he's making amazing things happen now. And he got me taking tequila shots. So I say a couple names in here. I'm sorry. I say I'll never say names, but I'm saying names on this one. But stay in tune. Yo, what's going on? Welcome back to the podcast, man. You already know who I got in the building. King, welcome to Cali. What's going on, man?
Man, loving Cali. Loving Cali.
That's what's up. Here. Yo, man, you the only motherfucker I know to get out of prison and lose his body, man. Like, you used to be ripped and shit, man. You like a janitor in this motherfucker. I'm sorry.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know.
You like one of them bears out the Build-A-Bear workshop. You know what I'm
talking about? When you come home focused and you slow up on working out and you're working 19 hours a day instead of working out because you're chasing money to make something better.
Yeah, I feel you. All right, so what's your favorite workout that you was doing when you was working out? What does gladiators mean?
I said my favorite workouts was deadlifting and military press.
Military press, okay. You want hitting the pull-ups and the chin-ups?
Yeah, I hit the pull-ups and the chin-ups, but my shit was military. And when I did calisthenics, it was more groundwork.
Oh, okay. Pull-ups is my shit.
I did a lot of groundwork. I wasn't the best at pull-ups, but I could do them bitches. I knew niggas that could, like, lift their whole body over the bars and just...
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Reps straight.
Oh, yeah, like the muscle-ups and shit.
What they call the military ups. That's what they call them.
Really? Oh, shit. We find bitches muscle-ups.
Muscle-ups, military ups.
So, yeah, man. So, since you've been in California, man, what's been a thing that you like so far? Being out here compared to Detroit?
Oh, man, the bars.
The bars?
The bars.
I thought you about to say the weed. I mean, I wouldn't know.
I mean the weed, too, it's a little bit more expensive here, but we got some of the same shit at home. Okay. It's just taxed a little bit more because that shit is a better grade.
Yeah. That's all. Yeah. All right, so what's your favorite thing about the bars and shit?
Man, everybody get drunk and have fun.
You ain't got to worry about that extra stuff.
Ain't been no extra shit. Motherfucker get drunk, want to fight. You know, you got to worry about the next motherfucker trying to flex on you and do some stupid shit.
Nah, man. Yeah, man. You get drunk, man. You might fuck around and have a chick try to grab on your leg and shit and offer you a shot on the corner. Some shit like that.
We know about the shots on the corner. You know, grabbing on leg part. Know about that one yet?
I don't know what you talking about, sir. You know what I'm saying? Like I've been telling the podcast for my last couple episodes, I'm single out here in these streets, man. My bedroom is dry. That's what I like to say.
Not Mr. International.
Yeah, oh yeah, I'm dry, man. Listen here, my bedroom is on desert right now, man. I don't give it a buck with you. I don't be getting no action. You know what I mean? It be like that sometimes. You know what I'm saying? I'm going through a dry spell.
Pimps go through this shit from time to time.
On the last podcast, I brought it up on a little mini one. I brought up parking lot pimping. I talked about when I was in VA, I used to pull up on a parking lot. Like before I turned 21 and shit. And I just used to talk to girls right when they come out the bar. Like, hold on, man. They talk to you 1 minute and shit. Catch it right at, like, just be so aggressive.
May the best aggressive win.
Oh, man. Man, you got so many adventures in Detroit, man. I'm going to let you pick whichever random one you want to jump into.
All right.
Uh-oh.
We gonna go with your first release back home.
Okay.
You got drunk.
Oh, you want to? Oh, that's where you going? Okay. All right.
Thought the motherfucker stole your money out your wallet.
My money did come missing.
All right. It probably did. I don't know what the fuck happened. I walked in on the ass end. Only thing I know is you dragging people down the stairs and tossing liquor bottles over the top of the fucking balcony.
All right. You know what? I don't remember putting my hands on people. I think I did. Somebody said I did, but I do.
We had to stop you.
I do remember tossing the bottles off the top porch.
Fuck this shit. I got money. I'll buy this shit over.
And then I remember being pissed that I tossed the bottles off the damn porch. I just wasted all that damn liquor and shit.
You tossed about a good $300 worth of liquor.
Shit, who's over there? Was it Riri or homegirl? Yeah. Oh, man. I used to tear that pussy.
I think it was Chips. Mm-hmm. Xavier. Mm-hmm. Me, you. It was a whole bunch of
Rafi's. It is a whole bunch of motherfuckers. All right. Yeah, man. That was crazy. Shit, man. I remember when I had to calm your ass down and shit. You drunk trying to fight. I had to hold you back, man. We don't get into the particulars. You know what I'm saying?
I don't remember that.
I know you don't. I'm surprised you ain't trying to swing on me. Like you just looked at me. You was like, I'm calm. The minute I let you go, you charge back up and shit.
That sounds about right. Reverse psychology. Make you think I'm calm right now. I blow this nigga shit out. That sounds about right. But I was a hothead then. I was a hothead.
Okay, you ain't a hothead no more. You calm?
I'm a lot calmer.
Oh, okay, all right. Because I had to put out that ABB. I was like, yeah, hey, my boy coming out here. He might fuck y'all up. You know what I'm saying?
I'm a lot calmer now. All right. It take a lot more to piss me off now, man.
You know what? I think that comes with age and then it's coming down. Because I used to be a crazy hothead myself. I told you the other night, you weren't with us. We was leaving the strip club. And I was still fucking with old girl, the one that house I took you over with the friends.
So a lot of friends we did.
Okay, so on the top porch, like when I brought that giant ass bottle of Goose.
Okay, that was on Glendale.
Right, but we went to go see her at the club. So you know that's old girl. Me and her wasn't dating at the time. We just real cool. So I went to go watch her dance, and her homegirl got right. So boom, like we leave the bar. And some dudes in there was mad that the girls kept sitting by us. So we leave the bar. We over at the Coney Island. And the dude, like, cut us off. So, mind you, I'm drunk. You know, we got our designated...
Drunk driver.
Yeah, well, whatever. Exactly. Drunk driver.
R-R-R-D-D-D.
Right. So I'm sitting there. And then the dude rolled the window down. Like, he was like, man, y'all some hoes. And me, I was so... For one, I'm drunk. I'm pissed. I'm back at home. And then I just got my pistol. So I go up to his window with my gun, like, who the hoe? And I put it right in his face. He like, no, man, calm down. You ain't got to do this. So then I look back. Oh, like, yo, relax. And Xavier in the back seat, like, oh, y'all niggas, wow. When y'all start acting like this? So then I just looked at the dude.
Anger brings a lot out of me.
So I looked at the dude. I just like smacked him with the butt of the gun and then got back in the car. And then we just pulled off. But I was mad the whole night. So I'll tell you why I was mad the whole night, right? So we had the chicks and, you know, that all went good. But my homie, I just say his name. My homie X went in that bitch with no money, right? So he go down to the stage. And the girl danced. She's like, oh, what's up? He like, I ain't got no money, baby girl. I'm like, dog, you making us look bad as a unit. Like, you could have just came up to me on the sly. You know what I'm saying? I would have slid you to 80.
Because niggas was known for doing it. Like, if you ain't had no money, you supposed to let somebody in the crew know. Nigga,
let somebody in the crew know. We can slide you something.
You supposed to at least let us know before we go out. I ain't got no money to be going out.
Make us look good as a unit. All right, so before I can tell you this story, I'm going to tell you the quick one. We was at Deja Vu. This is me, O, and Q, right? We going that bitch. You know how ghetto Deja Vu is.
Slut Deja Vu.
Yeah. But I was just, so we in that bitch, right? And the DJ, you know, he coming there. Oh, yo, black shirt, where the money at? I'm like, oh, I got a little bit, right? So Q didn't have the money this night. So then he was like, my man in the brown jacket, you throwing something to what? You know, blast your clothes to call you out. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, damn, he like, and he waving them off. He like, if you ain't got no money, why you in the club? I'm like, dog. Like, we look bad as a unit. Like, we broke as a unit. So like, we gotta get the fuck out of here. Like, that's what we known as right now, the broke niggas. Like, even though we got money, if one ain't got money, we all ain't got money in their eyes. So we got out of there. But go back, let me go back to the other story. So we in there, he at the bottom of the stage. He like, oh, I got a money, baby girl. So then, old girl, her friends was already giving us free lap dances for the love. When her friend was like, man, he ain't got no money. And they laughing. And then he comes sit down by us. And then the girls vanish. Oh, sitting there like, yo, oh, look at me like, bro, you can't take everybody everywhere. We went from getting free dances to because they just know. Because, you know, when you got money, people just do shit for you, right? If you look, even if you look like money,
at that point they know y'all got it.
Boom, you got it. But when he walked up and sat next to us, the girls got up and left. He like, man, what's up with this plot? I'm like, I'm looking at him like, damn, let's just get the fuck out of here. That was my answer to everything. I told her like, yo, I was like, yo, I'll meet you back at the spot. You know what I'm saying? And all the other shit. But I had so many stories with her. Like I was at a party with her and Greedy got into an argument about money. It's back when like Greedy was like selling like dimes and nicks and shit. So they got into it about money. And then I'm trying to defend her and shit. I'm telling Greedy to relax. She's like, I don't need a nigga to defend me. Looking at her like, bitch, I'm trying to defend your honor here. Like
it was always when it came to bitches, it was always a certain people you just had to have with you.
Yeah, I mean, it's just you gotta bring certain people, certain situations.
If you got the certain people, there's no way your plan can fail.
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna lie, man. I treat all my niggas like Mortal Kombat characters. Before I go into battle, man, I look at all y'all strengths and weaknesses and see who can I bring for particular missions and shit. Like, yo, I'm gonna need, you know what I'm saying? I need a motherfucker Cole. I need a Sub-Zero type of nigga in here, right? You know what I'm saying? If I need a nigga be a little bit more emotional and shit, I might bring a Raphael. You know what I'm saying? I bring whatever I need for whatever the situation calls for. Shit, speaking of, let's talk about our deja vu experience. I don't know if you remember. Was you with us for this one when Raphael's homeboy lost his credit card and we had to go back into the club after it closed?
No, I wasn't there for that one.
Oh, let me tell you this shit. Let me tell you this shit. I thought she was there for that one. No. I'll tell you this shit right quick. So we in a strip club all night, right? And when you walk into a strip club, it's a certain aura about it. You're like, oh, this shit look cool. The minute the lights come on, it is totally different. So my man lost his wallet. No, not his wallet. He lost his car keys. So we sitting by the car. We had to wait for them to close or whatever, right? So we come back in there. And he had to go look for his keys in the VIP. He go look around the VIP. And then I hear, like, the manager, like, he found, like, four condom wrappers. He's like, what's one of y'all nasty bitches was fucking tonight? It wasn't me. It was you. You smell like discharge. He's going off on these chicks, man. I'm like, dang. And then, you know, seeing him in the light and the makeup didn't look that fly no more. I'm like, what the fuck was I here spending my money on? Like, I started sobering up when he lost his keys. I had a Gatorade in my hand. I was like, I got to stop coming to this motherfucker, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, damn, he finally found his keys. His keys was wet. Whatever substance made it onto his keys. But we got into the car.
Think about what this substance could really be.
Bro, like, we didn't make it back to the crib until, like, it was like 7, 6. You know, it's middle of the daytime, man. We ended up going to Coney Island and just grabbing some shit and chilling out. But just being there, you know what I'm saying, way after it closed like that, it took the aura away. Mm-hmm. Same thing like with me bouncing. Like when I bounce, I look at clubs differently than when I used to go without working there. It's just a whole different vibe. Totally different vibe.
I never did the bouncing.
Bouncing is cool, bro. It's one of them things where
I think my temper was too bad for bouncing. I'll slap a nigga just for talking.
So, you know my homeboy that you just met. He ain't really a big talker like that, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, he got his females and shit like that, but it kind of puts you in a position where you got to communicate with people because people coming up to you to talk, drunk girls just want coming to you just for whatever. You know, dudes, you got to tell dudes to calm down. So you doing so many different interactions, and it just show you how, like, the club works. You watch people go from sober to get drunk. You watch the dudes that's in there that's not talking to nobody, that's just standing on the wall all night. You get to see all that. You know what I'm saying? It's just funny. It's just funny being in those kind of situations. I'm trying to think of a situation in my mind. We've been through so many, it's kind of hard to to touch on.
Yeah.
I do remember us getting that cheap ass hotel now.
Yeah, remember that.
Oh shit. That was the days, man. Just got a rental, just taste some chicks, just get a cheap ass hotel room and just make it do everybody in the same room. Small ass like, bed, elbow to elbow in that motherfucker. Take one, pass it down. Yo!
Definitely take one, pass it down.
But no, we talked yesterday about at your family reunion party when I drunk the fucking
garbage can punch. You don't. It's called boy. They call it Boilermaker.
Mm.
So they call it Boilermaker is because first thing they do is they pour all the liquor in there together. But when they add that, them 4 gallons of Everclear, the liquor starts reacting together like it's boiling.
Mm.
So that's what then they add the juices and all that shit. And they let it sit for about a week. It sit for about a week before it's even. And right before they serve it, they pour more liquor in there to spice it back up.
Ah, man.
And you would drink that shit thinking it's juice.
Yeah. So I remember shit like was yesterday, right? I remember pulling up in the Charger, right? I'm talking to your fam. I'm talking. I'll pour a cup. I sip a cup. I down it. I'm like, all right. This shit good. Pour another cup. And I remember Clarissa told me, like, yo, go easy on that. And then I'm like, I'm a fucking sailor. I got it. Drunk another cup. I'm like, what y'all talking about? Two, this shit.
2.5 is better be your limit depending on how fast you drinking on bitches.
So I downed the 2, right? Then I got a third one. I'm like, all right. Boom. Down that one. My fourth one, I was sipping that one. So I was sipping that one, and then that's just, she was like, yo, let's get out of here. So I'm like, all right. I think she was driving auntie's car because we had to park it at some business. It's a little bit off downtown Detroit. I want to say it was on the east side.
That was probably my auntie.
Yeah, so.
No, Auntie Kelly passed.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, she passed. Been a year? Been a year.
Man, everybody.
Yeah, she.
Everybody going.
But she had, she was having kidney failure.
Mm.
She was diabetic, on dialysis. They constantly got to clean
her. Yeah, that's.
Clean her shit up.
And see, before.
She had something wrong with her heart. So she had so much going on, and dialysis was draining her more because she had to go to dialysis like 3-4 days a week.
Got you. So that's a partly why I am the way I am now with. It ain't even like when I work out, it's not about me getting the best body and shit. It's just about me staying on a schedule to keep myself up. You know what I'm saying? Because of high blood pressure and all the other shit. But damn, man, yeah, man. Sorry hearing that. It's everybody. Yeah. And like everybody, just as we climb up, people was
knocking.
Yeah,
you're falling down. It ain't easy, but
you already know
it's the circle of life.
Yeah, so. As I'm driving to the spot, right, I didn't realize she stopped. So I seen the red light. I'm looking. I'm texting on my phone. You know what I'm saying? Just making moves like I usually do. Texting on my phone. And then I look up. She stopped before the light because she's making a turn in the plaza. But it was too late. And I crashed to the back of the Charger, or the front of the Charger, in the truck. I remember the whole shit bent up. And nothing was wrong with the truck. I hop out. This homeless dude started laughing, like,
pure fucking comedy. You got laughed at by homeless.
Bro, I'm sitting there. I hop out the whip. I'm already mad. And this homeless dude, like, kicking his box over, like, laughing. I'm mad as hell. He like, yo, non-driving ass. And I'm like, who you talking to? He was like, he doing this. He's swerving from side to side. I'm talking to you. I'm like, bro, I'm about to come fuck you up, man. So then I run across the street. The dude fucking skedaddles down the alley and shit. I'm like, I'll come back. And then that's when Clarissa called your auntie. She's like, something wrong with the truck? No, the truck's fine. And then all I hear over the phone is that Charger probably bent up. She's like, yeah. And then yeah, man, we ended up going back to the west side. I was like, damn. I was like, what the fuck, man? Shit was crazy.
I definitely remember that.
My
all-time favorite.
Uh-oh.
I got two favorite moments.
Okay.
My all-time favorite with you is going to have to be my moment is when you pulled up at the Wayne County Jail for me.
Oh, yeah, man. That,
always.
Yeah.
You know, and most niggas not going to do that. And that was all love. But
yeah. So for me, man, like pulling up to the jail, I remember I was with your mom and like she was gonna come up with me. She was that like, yo, that. She couldn't. No, it's not that she wouldn't let her, she wasn't physically able to. I don't know if you remember this. You told her, you're like, I don't want to hear that crying shit. Yeah, don't come up here with that. She broke down before we even walked in that bitch.
Seeing your mama cry, man.
It's gonna,
week.
Yeah.
So I couldn't, at that moment, like, I'm facing anywhere from zero amount of years to life right now. So,
right.
So seeing you cry in front of me, that's gonna hurt me. That's gonna make me weak.
Right.
That's gonna break me down. So if you go cry, that's my rule. Even my first time, her first time coming to see me in prison.
Mm.
I was finna leave the visit. She started crying. I'm like, yo, shut up. I'll turn around right now. Mm.
Yeah, because it's like, it's a whole
different. Cry when you leave this motherfucker. Don't cry while you here.
Right.
You know, I don't want to see it.
So, right. Because then that's when you get a chance to break up the monotony. If I'm breaking it up, I'm not trying to sit there and be emotional. I'm trying to talk. Tell me what's going on.
It's time to talk, kick it. Ain't no time to be emotional, feel sorry. None of that shit. I always felt like, personally, if you do something, you make sure you go do it, or whatever you go do in your future, if you know you're capable of doing it, make sure you can do it without no regrets.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why. I ain't gonna lie. For me, that first year, that's why I was hitting your mom up constantly that first year, because I know eventually things with life, you can get into a routine, but I know that first year was hard, so I was always hitting her up and seeing what was going on.
Y'all did that. Y'all constantly made sure Miles was good. Y'all made sure I was good. Shit, my first 3 months, I had enough money to last me a year. So I ain't need nothing for the first year in prison. So it was just like more so let me get back and get adjusted to this shit. You know, everybody that said they was going to looked out. Everybody that said they was going to checked on the family. That's
okay. So, all right. Yeah, man, I was about to ask you that. So you had any people like switch up? You know what I'm saying?
Man, I got niggas to this day I really don't fuck with. Like, and just because of the simple fact, y'all didn't even write me a letter when I was gone.
And I told you, man, I've been so busy. Like, nigga, I'll put money on your books. I'm not a letter writing nigga.
Yo, mama, I got like 10 letters from your mama alone.
That's what's up.
Speaking
of, my grandma was just asking about you. No lie. She's like, tell them to come by the crib.
I got to go see her. I just got the car fixed, right? I supposed to took the baby to go see mom's grandma.
Okay. Yeah, she was just asking about you.
I never get around to it. So when Ralphie was over there a couple weeks ago, he had told me grandma asked. I was like,
I told her I was hanging out with you. She was like, oh, tell him to come to the house.
I definitely got to go see her. You know, granny, that was my baby. Like, when you was in the military, Ralphie was in Tennessee doing the football thing, whatever he was doing. Like, shit, granny, that was my baby. Anything I needed, grandma, I made sure the grass was cut for him weekly. Went over there weekly to make sure the grass was good. Make sure she ain't need shit. That was my guy. That's granny, my guy, always.
Oh, no. She crazy, man. A couple years ago, she was trying to go skydiving. When she was out here.
You told me that.
Bro, she was out here.
You told me that. I told you don't do it.
She's out here in Cali, bro.
Granny, what? 90 by 90?
Yo, man, California. No. Yo, man, California be making people want to do crazy shit. She came out to Cali like, let's go skydiving.
I wouldn't say I do skydiving. I do indoor. I have to get some courage up to do the
Bro, she had two beers and was ready to go. I said, you need to relax.
I go skydiving. I'm going to have to drink a fifth of 17 to the face. I'm gonna have to be real nice and drunk.
You know what? I'm not gonna lie, man. Like, just being in the military made me face a lot of my fears. I used to be a dude scared of heights. I didn't climb the mountain since I've been in. You know what I'm saying?
Because you got your situation. They do y'all like this in the military. It's like, face your fears or don't get paid. So what you gonna do? You feel me? Hey, I'ma lose 50K a year or get demoted to a lower pay or something if I don't jump off this motherfucking helicopter. I'm finna jump off this motherfucking helicopter.
So all right. So for me, you know what I'm saying? You know, I did, you know, well, still currently in the military, right? So when you're on a ship, it's like a hierarchy, like in the berthing areas, right? So, you know, I got to the point to where I'm able to pick where I want to sleep, you know, like y'all want the middle rack. So we got three racks. You go on there, you can get like a 10-man joint or you got the big joints. So how does those politics work in like a prison setting? Because I know military is shit talking.
You say
it's like as far as picking where you want to sleep, where you want to, because, you know, where you sit at. You know, like, we got the cool table, this and that. It's not really games. It's more like rates and shit for us.
Well, in prison, it's more so they divide either by race or gangs. You know, it's very rare you see the A-Raps that's in there, the whites and the Latinos and the blacks all mixing together.
Is the race thing mostly a California thing, or, like, was it, like, where we... out of Michigan and yeah, shit. I mean, oh, really? Oh, okay.
I'm talking about the prison there.
Okay.
In Michigan.
Okay.
You know, and a lot of them, if they're not divided up by race, they're divided up by gangs. If they're not divided up by gangs, they're divided up by hoods.
Mm.
So, anywhere it go, it's still the same shit when you look at it. Then, as far as the settings you were saying, like, they sleep in patterns depend on your level.
Mm.
You know, like when I first got sent to prison, I was a level one. I was the lowest level you can fucking be.
Right.
I mean, I was an open camp. I had
the so you talk sleeping on the outside, like right next to like the phones and shit.
I had open camp, which means I had more free time.
Oh, I got you. Level one, you get more freedom and shit.
I could walk out my cell at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, I got you.
But you either had cubicles or cells.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you was in the cubes, it was either 8-man or 12-man cubes.
Mm.
You feel me? So if it's 8-man, it's 4 bunks.
Yeah.
9 times out of 10, a new guy's going to the top bunk. So
yeah.
You got a bottom bunk detail that say, I fuck myself up sleeping on these bunks
because
I got seizures and shit like that. So that's how that play out. But like, if you go into, let me say, you're the new guy and you walked in with 6-7 white dudes and 8-man cube, you got a problem.
Right.
Just because 9 times out of 10, these bitches racist.
It's
a reason they all white over here.
Yeah.
So you got a problem. Like, so as far as hierarchy.
So then, all right, so cool. If you're in a situation like that, how do you get out of it? Do you, like, what was it called? Like, do you check in or like, we like, yo, I can't be here?
You deal with it. You deal with it, or you find your peoples that you fuck with, that you can jail with.
And then get them.
And you go with them. Yo.
Gotcha.
I'm going to slide over here. Tell the CEO, yo, slide my bunk over here.
Because, right. You know, like, speaking back on, like, for me in the military aspect of it, like, I got to the point of the ship. I had a cat do my laundry. I used to have my laundry dropped off, so I'd be out all day.
You was considered what they say, rock boss. You had a nigga washing your drawers. You was rock boss.
Nah, I was just saying, it's a dude on there. You pay him. I come back, my shit be pressed.
And that's crazy because, okay, they got niggas in jail that...
That's his hustle
because he ain't got no money coming
from he ain't got no money. Yeah, so his money, you know,
That's so his only way is by hand washing these fucking drawers and charging y'all with these.
So I used to get my uniforms pressed. So I get my uniforms washed, my laundry be folded, and you can either pay him $100 for the whole 6 months we out, or 3 months, or whatever, or you pay him $15 per. I just got on his plan, gave him $100, and then gave him my clothes as I needed.
Because when you're doing a $15 per,
you're going to end up, people like, oh, it's fair, I'll just do that. But, like, people used to pile their shit up, then go to him.
You think about it, it's going to be more.
But no, like, I fucked the dude because he had your shit folded, he had your shit on hangers, and then when you want your shit washed, you just let him know, you leave it out, he come pick it up and he drop it off. So I had that. I had like the guy I go get my hair cut at, I used to go see him. I used to skip the line because we had a shit barbershop. I used to just hop the line. You got to go down there and write your name, get in there. I just go in there and sit down, talk, and skip about four or five people. Like, being on a ship, it's just, I'm one of them motherfuckers that I ain't really have.
That's like straight in prison.
Yeah.
You got, the prisoners work the barbershop.
Yeah, okay. So yeah, it's just like us. Like, we work it.
If you got a nigga that cut hair and he in your unit, but you didn't already pay him for your haircut, this nigga want to pack a coffee, which is $5 off the store list, and you didn't already gave him, and you just go in to get your haircut. You skip the line because you didn't already pay.
Yeah.
And majority of some of them niggas that's already in there just filled out for a regular haircut, so they finna whack their head anyway. Get nothing special.
Right.
I had a nigga do that to me. I wanted to kill him.
Oh, man.
This just did whack my head. then I'll never forget when they sent me to boot camp for 2 days. Remember, I got put out of boot camp.
Yeah.
I was supposed to have been home before. I was supposed to be home, but they kicked me out of boot camp. Got kicked out of boot camp 48 hours. So they shipped me back to the prison. But when they sent me to boot camp, dog, they racked my head so bad, man. That same prison, that same picture, if you used to go on the MDLC website and look at my name, it's
yeah, I fucked up. I know you look.
It's on there. It's on there. And I got a patch here. They whacked me, bro. It wasn't no small, not visible patches.
Right.
Them bitches, and they do it purposely. Like, they don't even be looking at you when they cut your shit, and they be
fucking next, your ass up.
Like, yeah.
All right. So I don't know if you remember this, man. We was over there on the west side. Rest in peace, Didi. That's where Didi had how I met old girl that trip. She was with Didi at first. She was with Didi at first. Yeah.
That is her.
Yeah, that is her. That's same the girl. Same
chick.
That's the same girl.
Okay, you right.
That's the same girl who was, yeah. Mm-hmm. So the first girl we started talking about.
No. I just chick. Put the origin of where she just came from.
Oh, yeah. So that's where she came from.
Yeah.
So she started off.
Stayed down the street from
her. She started off. She started off fucking with Didi. So then when I pulled up with your auntie. I pulled up with a chick. And then she over there like, ooh, what's his name? You see me hugged up on a girl and you want to know. This is funny, like
DNA, they did it, like, and that's why now, like, I don't give a fuck who I'm fucking with. Like, I'm big on that honesty and loyalty. Be honest, be loyal, be always good. You're fucking you, my main chick, my side chick. I don't give a fuck because I'm gonna be the same you. You feel me?
Right.
It's no matter what. Because back then, them hoes didn't have that. Like, so in a way, like that, a bitch never supposed to jump from your one of your right-hand mans to you.
So what happened was, he said, he was trying to, but he came to me, he was like, hey, bro, like, yo, she, go ahead. So he came to me. He gave me the blessing before everything happened.
I understand he gave you the blessing, but I'm saying on her behalf.
On her behalf,
that
jumping from the
never, even crossed.
That's why I never take her. That's why I never. I ain't take her serious a day ever.
Like that shit never supposed to even cross their mind. You feel me?
Like all the situations of us going to our house with her stripper friends and her hanging greedy. It just all these is spurts. You know what I'm saying? Because like when. When he met her, she wasn't stripping yet. She was a waitress. She was a waitress at that point.
And with her, she just seen a nigga from the military with more money. That's all
that,
it was.
As it,
she seen a nigga that was changing rentals every 2 days just for the fuck of it. And she caught that.
Yeah.
The ad, but you never supposed to. Even if y'all weren't really fucking around and you knew he wanted to fuck with you, bitch, you're never supposed to cross that path.
Right.
You feel me?
Right.
You know, yeah, I understand he gave you the blessing, you know?
But shit.
And which on his end, that was just that's just being I'm your nigga shit.
Yeah, we used to pass him back and
forth. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But it's different for a nigga.
Right.
Because at the same time, we're taught to go out here and fuck as many as we want. before we get old and die. You feel me?
Like, get it while you
when
get
you
it.
Think about it, this get, shit is in the Bible.
Get right? it while you viable. You know what
right? I'm saying? Like, shit. That was our mentality. Yeah. Like, shit. We knew as niggas, only thing that was off limits was your main girl, your baby mama, and probably your main side thing. Anything else was free game, especially when you gave the green light.
Yeah, I mean, cause I remember when I was messing with ISIS, and one of my homeboys, man, I'm feeling that. Yo, don't want her, man. Back up.
I done looked at ISIS like, yeah, that motherfucker foul. But I'm like, I can't never cross it. Like, that motherfucker too crazy for bro anyway. It won't even be right. Like, how does this go play out? Yeah, I'm going to hit that.
But no, it's so funny. Her, ISIS and Alexis is like my two ex-girlfriends that I still talk to them both on occasion. Alexis just brought a crib out of Texas. You know, ISIS. I was just talking to her when I was in Detroit.
But y'all always been close like that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Ice has always been close like that.
Yeah.
Even when y'all was beefy, y'all would still reach out to each other.
Yep. Yeah, you know, so it's so funny that you say that.
I honestly thought that was going to be the one you married in the end. I just knew it.
All right, so look.
I was like, he ain't going to never be able to get rid of
it. Bro, it's funny that you say that because when she was going through something a couple years ago, when she was out in Atlanta, she called me, and we weren't even on a good terms, and I helped her out or whatever. But – do you remember that? Was you with us tonight when we all was racing cars? You was.
Was that when you had to?
This is the night where Octavius crashed and shit. Was you with us?
Nope.
You want to hear us for that?
Nope.
So
what year was that?
Right when I came back from Japan. So me, it was snowing outside. Damn.
Up for that.
You was. Yeah. You was.
The
so
whole
boom.
Time you went to Japan. Right after I got locked up.
No, I'm talking, this is when I just came back from Japan.
Oh, no. I went there.
So, all right, let me tell you what happened, right? So, we drinking. This is when Tara told me she was pregnant, right? So, she called me. This is back when me and her, we were just kind of doing our thing. She was like, I'm pregnant. And my first reaction was, by who? Right? That was my first reaction, right? So, you know, all that happened, right? So then I'm sitting there with Octavius and Raphael, and everybody's, we talked about racing. Mind you, it's snowing outside. This is Octavius had the Buick. I had a Challenger, and Raphael had that car he had.
The last car I remember having was the Lexus and the BMW before he got the Rover and the Benz truck.
So, all right. So, look, we hop in there, right? We line up. So, me and Octavius take off, right? We, pew, pew, Raphael, right? So,
oh, you said when Rafi had the Buick. You talking about the red one? That,
yes.
Yeah, okay. I do remember that Buick.
Okay, so Rafi had that. But we took, me and Octavius left this nigga, right? So, we hit the freeway. Raphael's still on Davidson. No. And we so we on the freeway, right? And we coming up on Woodward. We driving to Woodward. So I move over to the third lane. Octavius moved to the third lane to block me. I go to the second. He go to the second. So he was ahead of me. I could have passed him. So finally, I just go back to the third. So Woodward coming up. So we both shoot over to the ramp, but we both hit black ice. So the little median that separates. So we both kind of passed the exit and went over the ice. You know what I'm saying? Like you know how you supposed to follow the lane to go up. We went over the little median. And so we hit the little bump, but we both hit black ice and spun out. So my dumbass, Octavius did the right thing. He spun out towards the exit. So his car smacked the wall going up to Woodward. He smacked it three times and then spun. It was him and his cousin, and he spun out, right? Me, I spun into the freeway. So as I'm spinning, I remember this exact was yesterday. My car spun. ISIS called me, like, be careful. She's texting me, like, I have something wrong. And a truck is coming, and the car stalls. So I'm trying to start the bitch back up. I get it started. Truck go by. Barely clipped the back of my shit. So I'm sitting there. I spin again. I'm like, fuck. I'm breathing hard. I'm like, I call ISIS as I'm speeding to the next exit to get back to Woodward. I call, I'm like, y'all, I need to talk to you, right? So I speed, I make it to the liquor store. I thought Octavius beat me. I'm like, damn, I didn't see Octavius crash. I just see him. I see him spin towards the meeting. I'm so focused on my spin. Yeah, I'm gonna fuck. I thought he spun, fixed himself, and made it to the liquor store off Woodward and the freeway and shit. So I thought he made it. I'm like, damn, he won. So I'm spinning. I go back up. I make it there first. Octavius' car stalled. His tire blew out. He right. Once you come off the exit, he off to the side, like trying to call to get his shit towed. And I'm at the liquor store waiting. I'm like, damn, did he come here and leave?
Right.
So I call him. He's like, yo, come back down the street. I'm over by the exit. I go back. His car fucked up. My shit was just nicked. And you know, me with the rentals, I just took it back and got another one. So finally, 30 minutes later, Raphael walked. What happened? Like, oh, we didn't spun out and all kind of shit.
He talked about some Raphael.
Like,
that's when he had the old school.
So then I remember after that, I went over, you know, Isis' house and I proposed that night.
Really?
I proposed that night.
Why I'm just not hearing it?
Yeah, man, I proposed that night, man. I was like, my life almost ended with that truck. And then I felt like, you know, Tara was trying to make choices for me. Like, for one, we weren't even together. She was trying to hit me with some, well, I'm religious. I mean, I'm glad she didn't. I love my son, right? But she was trying to hit me with the religion. I can't get an abortion, this and that. I'm like, we had sex before marriage. Like, what? I mean, if you go.
You was that religion. That shit,
yeah, you know what I'm saying?
But not I'm trying, like, to be a dick about
not
it.
Not trying to be a dick at all, but I mean, you can't just pick and choose what rules you want to follow. Yeah. Follow them all and shit.
You either got to follow them all or don't follow them at all.
Yeah, man. So then that happened. And then, you know, that's when ISIS, she was in the National Guard. And then she went, you know, overseas and shit.
So where's she at now?
She in Detroit. She worked for the VA now. Huh? She worked for the VA.
The one on Grand River?
I don't know which exactly what she worked for. But you know, she live out in Southfield. Oh,
that's cool. Yeah, I'm surprised, man, because
I'm surprised too.
I just knew y'all weren't y'all was gonna get married.
You know, look, I ain't gonna lie, man. I be turning them old school songs. She used to be my girl. She used to be. You know what I'm saying?
I never get you. Like, man, watch this. She had a boyfriend. You text her. What you doing? She's like, shit, chilling with my boyfriend. He was like, watch when I tell her I want to see her, what her response going to be. You remember what you said her response was going to be?
I don't remember.
Simple. I'm okay. I'm on my way.
But no,
that motherfucker, you text her. I'm on my way to the crib. I wanted to see you. She said, okay, I'm on my way. She beat us to the crib. she beat us to Kendall, and it fucked me up. I'm like, man, all right, bro, I'm walking home.
Nah, so, you know, I'm gonna interview her one day. She had this neighbor, so me and her upstairs. Oh, I'm going to tell these two stories. I'll tell them right now. So we upstairs, like me and her fucking, and we had our window open. So her creepy-ass neighbor watched us. This is before Karen phones. So, you know, if he had a Karen phone, he probably would have taped us. So then he tried to come up to her like, your pussy, like, it's good the way he was. She's like, what the fuck? Like, yeah, I was watching you. And that's how you approach. But she told me this after. I would have fucked dude up. She didn't tell me because she know how I am. He tossed him. Yeah, he tossed him. I seen the way old boy was. I know it's fire. I'm like, what the fuck? No.
You watching my stroke game?
No, like, dude approached her like when I went to boot camp. Yeah, because she didn't tell me until way after and shit.
Okay.
All right. So look, so Ice's birthday, right? I know she listened to the podcast, right? This motherfucker. So
hey, Isis. How you doing?
So like during her birthday, right? We in the basement. It's her and her friends, and then she wanted. So this is before I became the Marcus that you knew. You know, I was still trying to figure out, you know, crack out of my shell to see if I want to be this wild nigga I am today. So she pulls my dick out in front of all her friends, off guard. She didn't tell me this was happening, and she's like, she started sucking my dick in front of her friends. So I'm sitting there like shit. And then, so she, I guess, you know, girls talk. So they've been waiting to see this monolithic dick I got. And I got put on spot, but I wasn't ready. I was like, shit, my shit was like, wait, wait. My shit was on noodle, right? You know them inflatable tube, man? That's how my dick was looking. My dick was like, shit. I was like, no.
Wait, girl, you couldn't.
I like, shit.
Give a nigga a notice or something.
And I think we was drinking. I think I took a couple of shots of, I think we had some Jack. We slept some Jack down there. So it was me, six of our homegirls in the basement. And she just got the word. She was like, look, guys. And she just started sucking my dick in front of them. I wasn't ready,
oh,
man.
Oh, Isis was freaky, freaky. I didn't know she was that freaky.
Yeah, I wasn't ready.
She had a little freak in them kinks, but.
I wasn't ready, man. I wasn't ready.
Let me see.
To make a long story short, man, that was my baby. You know what I'm saying? We had that young love, so we did a lot of, you know what I'm saying, things to each other and shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like me and her used to fuck in a room, and I remember my mom opened the door. We kept fucking. Like we had the sheet, and mom sat down. We watching a movie, and I'm sitting there pumping.
And that's like, you want to speak about moms walking in on pumping? Okay.
Yeah, I'm pumping.
I'm like, stay in Alabama. You ain't had nothing. So I'm about 13.
Uh-huh.
It's my ninth grade year.
Right.
It's my ninth grade year in high school. 13. I'm fucking the 12th grader, the captain of the Chili squad.
There you go.
So I'm having fun. I'm thinking my mama gonna be in at work late. I'm in my room putting in work. I mean, I love young ass putting in work. So everybody know. If you knew me long enough, my mom dated women until I was 2.
Right.
Until I was 15. To right after my fucking dad, right before my dad passed. So I say 14.
Right.
So mom's coming that bitch. Man, everybody know how close me and my mom is.
Yeah.
So I had shit from her. She know right. Everything. So I'm in this bitch on the bed, smoking a blunt. Stroking in front of bed. At the time, my mama smoked weed.
Right.
Tapped on the door and walked in at the same time. My first night out of prison.
Uh-huh.
Now, she didn't want me sleeping on the couch. So she, remember, she said it in a one-bedroom apartment.
Yeah.
So she gave me her bed.
But that's real.
Had,
that's real.
I already had my boo there with me.
Yeah.
Slept in her bed.
Oh, shit.
Bro. I told that girl up from the minute we got in that room till almost 5 o'clock in the morning.
Damn, your mom just on the couch.
then walked out in my boxes with the smile. Yeah, you might want to change your sheets. got the ultimate payback now.
Damn.
then she had to do the all grab and do the walk of shame. Came out, she fucked around, tried to get dressed in the dark.
You talk about the spot over there off Dexter? I mean, not Dexter, I mean
the Boulevard.
Boulevard. Yeah, man, I remember when she first got over there, man. She's about to fuck somebody up in there. And then I pulled up, and then the dude was, oh, I want no problems. Like, you see me and Raphael hop out the whip and shit. Dude got nerfed.
I want shit. She had a little boyfriend not too long ago. I had to knock out.
Oh, man.
Man, before she moved, because she moved out the apartment.
Okay.
She moved, live over there no more. So, oh, yeah, I told you, she stayed with Clarissa.
Yeah.
So, this nigga decides he wants to
try. Hey, Clarissa.
This nigga decides he wanted to try to gank my mama around.
Oh, man.
So all the neighbors got my cell phone number. This nigga over here trying to put his hands on your mama. Duh. I came over here. My Uncle Jerry made it over there. We fucked this nigga up so bad. After I didn't fucking fight him up, my uncle rushed through the house like a fucking raging bull, grabbed this nigga, chokeslammed him, and went straight to sleep. drug him out the house by his motherfucking belt.
Oh, like damn.
A fucking tote bag. Looked like a military tote bag. And drug him down the stairs. Stood over and woke him back up. I was like, motherfucker, you come back, I'm gonna kill you. Uh-huh. Motherfucker. And he looked up. I don't want no problems, you dumb motherfucker. Talking about put that boy to sleep.
And so, the one thing about being in the military, man, I done missed all the times of fucking motherfucker up. And I used to love getting them phone calls, man, because a motherfucker like me, I'd be the first one to run into something. I got a problem. I think that's why I started bouncing. I became one of the star bouncers. I was the first one on the scene ready to throw a nigga on his neck. But nah, man, like, them Detroit fights was crazy. We was downtown leaving a joint and a fight broke out. Some dude got his cardi snatched. It was me, Zone, Q. I think Didi was with us as well. And this is my first time shooting a gun. I want to say it wasn't a D-Eagle. It was something I shot and my arm went back. You know, I was skinny then. You know, I'm not the big dude I am now. I shot that bitch. Zone took that gun back so quick and handed me a 22. He said, here you go. It's Mario speed and shit. And then we kind of just ran into the fray. Then we ended up, cops started just randomly checking motherfuckers after the first couple shots. Then we had to stash the guns and like go back for them and shit. Man, that was a crazy ass night, man. That's back when I had the brass knuckles on me. Cause I like, Zone look over, I started knocking niggas out. He like, damn. Little do motherfuckers know, I used to have the nunks on me, man. Just ready to knock a motherfucker out, man. A
real violent person back then.
I'm not violent now. I mean, I could get there.
I said back then.
Yeah.
I said back then.
Yeah, I stay with the brass knuckles, man. But nah, man, this man sitting across from me is like a brother, man. We done been through so many crazy situations. Situations me and him been through, I would have killed if it was somebody else. I'm not gonna tell this story, but
leave that story. Listen, I keep telling you, when you wanna bring that up, we gonna put that story in the box. We gonna put that box inside the other box. And we're gonna throw that motherfucker in the Chattahoochee River.
All right, the only reason that story sticks out to me is old girl was on some real shit that night. She said, you know what? I'm going to fuck you. I'm going to tell you why I'm going to fuck you. Because I'm never going to see you again, and I want to fuck you. So,
hey, at least she was honest.
She was real. Right?
Like, even though I know when I fuck you, I'm never going to see you again, but I want to fuck you, so we going to do this.
Yeah. So, you know what I'm saying?
A lot of people don't know this.
What's up?
Her cousin, to this day, I still don't know if her son is mine, but I think her son is.
Damn!
From that fucking night.
Oh, from that night?
Remember?
Know, yeah, all right. Bet, since he's telling them stories, I think every Detroit motherfucker got one. So it was me, Zone, and Q. So I came back. They took me over to the chick's house, right? And they back there doing their thing, right? And old girl seeing that she won't give me no play. So I'm going through my phone. She seen pictures of Japan. I always wanted to go to Japan. Really?
That's like we had that situation. Where was it? I still got the videos in my phone too. Me, you, and off. Where he stayed in the loft downtown.
Okay, okay.
And he had the three chicks was doing body shots and shit.
All right. We'll get there. So I'm like, oh, really? So then we got it on. And then I guess after Zone hit me up, like, yeah, old girl pregnant. But then she had a dude. To this day, the dude, I don't know if it's mine or his, but the dude taking care of the baby and they together. That's why, like, I don't care what no girls say. I don't know if you want to chime in over there in the back. Girls are more grimy than guys. Girls can get pregnant by another dude and have another dude raise that baby.
Yeah, yeah. See,
but and won't say shit.
Where old girl though was, like, when I came home and seen the little nigga, seen his head.
Uh-huh.
Got titties on the side of his head.
Oh, like, man.
With the slope. So, shoulders.
Oh.
Wide, just like my shoulder.
Oh, man.
Stand, like, I showed my grandma, my dad's mom. I said, grandma, this kid looking thing, man. She said, fuck you. He looked like your daddy when he was about six. I reached out to her.
Uh-huh. Oh, damn, you real?
It's just off the simple fact. You know how many brothers and sisters I got.
Yeah.
You feel me? I mean, my pops said I was fucking nine. Yeah. You feel me? And I still think to this day we still got brothers and sisters we don't know about.
Right.
But I refuse to not be there for my kids. Like, my pops weren't there for me.
Well, it's so funny. Octavia's mom swear, but now I'm in him brothers for real. So she's like, you proud of them when his dad was creepy.
So, I reached out, and because she wrote me a letter when I was locked up.
Yeah.
Telling me she, quote, unquote, did a DNA test for another dude.
Right.
He wasn't mine. Woo-dee-woo-dee-woo.
Right.
Left it alone until I got on the scene, a little nigga like, man, hold on. I need to ask, bitch, is you just saying that because you mad because I got locked up and shit, or what the fuck is going on? So, bitch tried to play stupid. It's a possibility. I'm like, all right, let's do a DNA test.
Right. So,
this bitch, like, okay, give me 900.
Huh?
Bitch, what? So this is why we never did the DNA test. I said, no, I can give you half of the DNA test, but we can go to the friend of the court.
It's cheaper. You can get a DNA test for the law.
At the most, the only much you'll pay for a DNA test is probably about $500. It depends on where you go.
Yeah, I'm about to say.
And how soon you want the fucking results back as well.
Bro, when I.
But.
All right, fuck it. I meant this.
Or you can take a simple one through CVS and do it yourself.
Mm-mm. It's a spot downtown. Little Marcus, because I didn't believe old girl, picked them up one day, still a baby, drove up to the spot, paid the $300.
Yeah.
Got the results.
And I was going to do that, but she won't give me enough a long time with the little nigga to do it.
Yeah, I did that.
See, and when
we did the mouth swab.
When I try to get him alone, she want to be right over my fucking shoulder.
Okay.
She won't let me take the little nigga nowhere by myself.
Gotcha.
You know, but, and it's like, shit, bitch, you know, am I wrong for saying just fuck it? No, I don't feel like it because at the end of the day, I tried. I feel personally, you tried to scam me out some money.
You know, and the only thing you ask for is you actually putting that solid effort, right? And, you know, a girl gonna do what she wanna do. But at the end of the day, you know, the one thing that made me mad about females is that shit happens, right? And then years later, like when the motherfucker's 16, 17, come help me discipline. Now, he ain't gonna respect me then.
He don't respect me then.
He don't even know me. So why the fuck?
Give me a chance to get him.
Yeah. So why the fuck would I listen to this dude I don't know?
Like, you have to instill the fear of God in your kids at a young age.
At a young age, like my youngest Nolan, that motherfucker know what I'm about.
Don't get me wrong, my should.
Mm-hmm.
She give me hell, but she know when I use a certain tone of voice. And I get pissed, it's time to quit this shit because you finna get an ass beating that you ain't go want.
But see, I know about boys. I know about having daughters.
See, it's different. And it's harder to whoop your daughter because it's like, damn, this is really finna hurt me because I'm your protector.
Yeah.
So I don't supposed to have to whoop you like this. Mama's supposed to beat your
ass. I'm so glad you ain't never said, man, you know, watch the kid. I'm like, I don't know how to watch daughters. Not sons. I'm like, hey man, let me get up.
You know what you gonna do?
What?
You gonna do the same shit old do. Old and your brother.
Ice cream, snacks.
Give her whatever the fuck she wants. Whatever the fuck she wants. Oh, you want ice cream? Come on, let's go get ice cream.
Here you go, here's a whole tub. Anything else? Why are you playing, son? But like, man, you better sit down before I knock you out.
Nigga, son, I'll punch you on the fucking rail if you don't sit down, nigga. Go get out of my face. Them little girls is something different.
Yeah.
Them little girls is something different.
That's why Rafi had a daughter. He had a daughter. I'm surprised. That's how I went on and got snipped, man. I know.
Fuck, you didn't end up with a girl.
I knew I had a girl coming. I knew my next one. I was like, nope.
And I want to try for a boy. I want a boy.
You gonna get another daughter.
I feel there's some beautiful woman out there holding a boy.
Nah, man. You make girls. Raphael make girls. But Octavius make girls.
I'm a splitting image of my dad, so this is what scares me. And out of 13 brothers and sisters, you know it's 9 girls.
My brother,
we're 6 months apart. We're 6 months apart. This nigga got 12 kids. Ask me how many girls he got.
How many?
10.
Two! Jesus.
My brother under him got 8 kids. Jeez. Ask me how many girls he got.
How many?
6.
Jesus.
And my brother with the 12, that nigga shot out 10 girls straight before he got his boys.
His motherfucker was just gambling at that point. Bro, come on, boy. Girl, shit.
And it seems like the girls on my sisters are having a boy. So I'm like, man, what the fuck? I don't want to. I'm like at a 50-50.
I ain't gonna lie.
At this point.
You got to trade babies at that point. Just do it while they.
At this point, I'm just like, man, I'm about ready to go ahead and do what they say. Just go ahead and let a chick just ride me to death, girl. You got to take control of this, but you got to catch it the way it comes.
Both of my sons' birthday is September. That's how you know I was just doing my thing in December. When December come, that's why. Like when December come, back when I was shooting the club up, I actually just go ahead and retire. You know what I'm saying? Hang my jersey up in the winter and shit. Summertime making no kids. It's all wintertime for me, man.
Man, 15 years I've been knowing you, bro. Long ass 15 fucking years. You always been a 100 nigga.
Oh man, you know I try to be,
and
man.
I appreciate I try to that. And fuck you, podcast.
Why you saying fuck it to my podcast, man?
I don't know, because I know they miss you.
No, but you know what? It's so crazy, because you was my first guest.
Yeah, you
was the first guest. So this is back when I couldn't even get niggas to do it. Now I got people knocking me down for interviews.
We touched more on a lot of other stuff on that one.
Yeah.
So, man,
that's when you brought up. People still message me about Saginaw Pussycat or whatever.
Saginaw Pussycat, man. I bullshit you. Know, a lot of people would think like I'm bullshitting when I say this, but if you ever run across anybody that have been to at least a level 4 prison in Michigan, you ask them who Saginaw Pussycat is, and they'll tell you.
Oh,
a nigga that's gonna knock you out and suck your dick and rape you. And he more so knock a nigga out just to suck his dick and not even rape him. He get off on it. I don't understand. Like, and he's a.
I took your power and I'm giving it back.
I think he's like a juvenile lifer.
So that's all he know. He that nigga just pure aggression.
Yeah, like they got a nigga they call Rob and Rape. Double R.
Rob and Rape.
He known for running up in your cell. Robbing you for your commissary and rape you.
Damn.
At
the same time, he load your commissary up. You know what time it is. Drop them drawers, nigga.
Like I told you.
You gonna rob and rape. I'm robbing rape, nigga. This is what I do.
I was in a level 4 with Pussycat. Saginaw Pussycat. They had me on the same floor as him.
Oh, shit.
So, and this floor is strictly, like, pretty much for the predator floor. They got me on the predator floor. And I'm the youngest nigga on this floor. It's me and a couple more young gangbangers that's on this motherfucker that's wild. Mm. So, they got a couple of wild boys on the predator floor. So, they let out in the showers. It's 10 shower heads. They let 6 out at a time.
Right.
So, it's 6 motherfuckers in here. Pussycat didn't come out yet.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't supposed to been out.
Right.
He tell the fucking guard, open this cell. I'm gonna take my shower now. He like, no, we got enough. He say, motherfucker, open my cell or we gonna have a problem when I get out. Guard, pop the cell. Close the cell back. white boy in here. He had already took the white boy hot dog at lunch at 8.
Oh, shit.
And in prison, when nigga take your food and eat it, it's like, you my bitch now.
Oh, yeah. No, you gotta fuck him up.
So, dog comes in the, we all in the shower. Pussycat comes in between, was it LX, Langford X, one Nation Islam guys in there. And the white boy. Look at the white boy while he washing up. Tell him, damn, that ass fat.
And he ain't knocking the white, you gotta knock the motherfucker out at that point.
Mind you, this nigga Pussycat, not a, he an old nigga, but he not little.
Right.
Been in prison since he was 15, 16, somewhere up in there.
Oh, man.
Bench pressing down there for 25, somewhere up in there.
Damn. Oh, shit.
Work out and run daily, so he in fit well.
Oh, okay.
So, tell dog, yeah, your ass fat. Dog said, man, get the fuck out of here. I ain't with all that. He said, what you mean? I said, I want it. When I say everybody
left
at one time, it was me and rest of them was pretty much Nation of Islam guys.
Right.
And Nation of Islam got the chain of command. If your head yell fruit, y'all stand at attention, get the fuck on.
Right.
That means let's roll.
Right.
And that's what he did. The Langford LX. Fruit. Nigga stopped everything they was doing, turned in the military style and walked out. All right, there he is.
Oh, man.
I'm in cell 3. I'm looking out my cell. Pussycat is in cell 1. I'm in cell 3. I'm looking out my cell with my mirror to see what the fuck is going on. He dragged this nigga by his tiny whities out the shower after he done knocked him out.
To his cell.
To his cell.
Jesus.
And the CEO didn't want to pop the cell. He told the CEO, nigga, either you pop the cell or you next.
Pop the cell!
I got a natural life sentence. I ain't got nothing to lose. I mean, even if I die, y'all gonna keep me in this bitch married somewhere.
Jesus.
I am state property for life.
So, my thing is, so going in there, right, especially being a young dude, like, what's that first night like? Like that first night, because you know, for me, I my story is nowhere near dangerous. Like, I mean, being boot camp, like fuck.
I had my problems within the first couple of days.
Damn.
First night, yeah, I had. Like I said, remember y'all sent me all that money. I was in quarantine before they sent me to an actual prison.
Right.
Makes sense. So all the money that y'all sent me just built up because I was never able to spend it.
You weren't able to spend it?
When they sent me to a regular prison, I had almost $2,000 on my books.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? So that's enough in prison to last a year. You can buy your TV, your commissary, everything you want off that one rip. So by me being a younger dude with a 7400 number, had a motherfucker try to squeeze me out $100 commissary.
Right.
Fucking CEO put my bank statement receipt on the wrong bunk.
Oh, so damn.
This nigga.
He know what
this
you got.
This nigga. No, another dude in my cube went to his man's in another cube with my bank statement. This nigga put $100 store list on my bed. Get this or else. I'm already ready for the bullshit.
Yeah.
I'm fresh off the street. I ain't got nothing. Like, I gotta prove something right now. Right. So what's up?
Right.
So remind you, my own uncle is in the same prison.
Okay. Okay.
Like, he's on his way to the streets for real.
Mm.
That's why he's at a lower level. And I'm just not coming in. So this is why I'm at this.
Right. All right.
So
damn, hold on. Before you continue, like did both of y'all interact?
Yeah.
Okay.
But the thing was, I was on top of the hills and the cubes, and he was on the cell. He was in the cell blocks down the hill.
Gotcha.
So I can only go a certain distance without being out of place to interact with him.
Right.
So, but the dude in my cube, one of the dudes in my cube, knew who my uncle was.
Okay.
So when I showed the list, like, yo, y'all think it's funny who did this shit? Let's rock it out. Like, come right. get this shit in blood because you ain't right. getting $100. So, white boy CJ say, so, hey, I know who did it. What the fuck is his name? Fish jumped up. They only called him Fish because nigga only really ate the fish in prison. That's the only thing he ate. Don't think no weird shit. I had to.
Yeah, all right, all right, yeah. I mean,
you know these niggas weird names. So
you can't be pausing like that, motherfucker. The fly.
I had to tell
you. You went through something.
No. Right. So he say, "Let's go get your uncle." He take me down there. I show my uncle with the note and the list said, I said, all right, y'all know who this is. We should go fuck him up. Put a lock and sock. My uncle had.
Oh, okay, lock and sock. I learned that from the comedian.
Uncle had been down for a long time, so he had the old master locks, the big one with the key. you feel what I'm saying? So he brought me that bitch and went around there to the dog and went in his cube. Was like, yo, so you put this on my bed and. The minute he jumped down and tried to say something crazy, I smacked him in the face with the bitch. He tried to run out the cube. Run out the cube and ran to my uncle. Only reason me and my uncle got in trouble was you can't be in prison with your immediate family. That's my uncle. That's my immediate family. My first name. It's his my middle name is his first name. We got the same last name.
Yeah.
Put two and two, brother.
Right.
You feel me? Only reason I got sent to the hole was because they found scratches on my back.
Yeah.
And one scratches from fighting. Mind you, I was only in the county a couple months.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because I took a plea. I went on and took my plea and got the fuck on.
Right.
So, those scratches was from my oldest daughter mama. Me and my oldest daughter mama fucking before I got locked up. And when they took me to the nurses said, man, these scars got to be at least 3 months old. So they had to send me to the home to figure out what's going on. And the ward and put the pieces together. Went through our phone list. Y'all got the same numbers on y'all phone list. Y'all calling the same people. So you can't tell me y'all anyway. And they shipped me to a level 4.
Damn.
They shipped me straight to a level
4. Yeah, you was there on level 1 chilling. You go to level 4, sagging all pussy cat.
It wasn't even fucking. I wasn't even a level 1 the whole week. They sent me to a level
4. Damn, man. I mean, but shit, man. That's how you gotta be, man. I'll tell a quick one. Mine ain't as crazy. But when I first got to Japan, my homeboy was out there, you know what I'm saying? Before he left, he bigging my name up. I guess, you know, some shit happened where people was kind of like coming at him crazy. He's like, y'all ain't gonna do that shit to my dog Marcus when he come up, right? Uh-huh. So, boom, I get there the first week. Niggas is trying me. I'm like, damn, why these niggas trying me like that? So, this little dude walk up on me all crazy, and I was like, bro, I'll fuck you up. So, at night, like, him and 5 dudes approached me. I'm at my rack. I got 5 dudes approaching me, and I got my iPod in. I'm laughing. I'm listening to Joe Budden and shit. I'm laughing. And I said, damn. He said, yeah, man. Go ahead and give me a rap or I'll fuck you up. And I was like, bro, if you touch me, it's going to be a problem. And I was like, yeah, I might get my ass whooped, but I'm definitely going to fuck you up.
See, in prison, we call it. We want to tell a nigga press his butt. We tell him to go pat his pussy. Go pat your pussy.
I was like, bro, I'm going to fuck you up.
Go pat your pussy.
Like, you might get me, but I'm going to get you. Yeah. And we went, like, he was scared of me. The only time he really tried to approach me, and this is, like I said, I was skinny then. I ain't had no weight like the weight I, you know, like the weight I got on me now.
Right.
Then I come to find out the nigga can't fight. Every fight he got into, he lost. And only ones he kind of quote unquote won is because he has a little squad with him that backed him up. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers be crazy.
Angelina.
All right, but shit, yeah, man. We're going to go ahead and shut it down. Like I said, I appreciate you taking the time.
Man, always, man. It's a pleasure for to be here with you, man. Yeah, enjoying man. This old beautiful sun.
Yeah, man. It's California weather, man. It's this.
I'm still on Detroit time, and I'll be up at 4 o'clock in the morning. Bro, stupid.
I've been telling y'all for years to fucking stop down here, man.
Man,
real for real.
And listen, I said I'm gonna start making this a yearly trip for me, man. At least once a year.
Yeah, Cali or this is LA. You still ain't seen LA. It's so many places, man. So many.
Again, the motherfuckers get the answer the questions they want, right?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, you pick and choose.
And they can get their answer.
All right, so I was just telling you about, so, you know, this is going to be the last little bit we're going to end the podcast from this note. I was on the west side. I want to say I was off the Davidson Freeway. This dude rolled up in a van. He said, y'all young nigga trying to buy some pussy. So then for me, I was curious. I'm like, how much? He's like, if you got to ask how much, you can't afford this pussy, young nigga. Right. Then he pulled off on my ass. I was like, damn.
So,
and it was bad, too. One of these old dude had, in his raggedy van, had some on the van wasn't that raggedy. But the chick shouldn't have been in the van, is what I'm trying to say. They was too bad for the van. And they was like twerking it. He was like, yo, he's like, give him a little sample. I was like, I got to go hustle up some.
As you ready, risk it
or biscuit. About to go risk it all, but as you were saying.
Okay.
Oh, look, he risked it. Look at
him. All right.
Yeah, flashback.
So, I end up moving across the street from him, off Plymouth.
I wish you would have told me you lived across the street from him. I was out there trying to risk it.
So, I didn't know. You know, it was him at first. I kept seeing the van. I was wondering.
Right.
So I'm going to tell you what made me realize it was him. One day he did the most pimp shit up.
Uh-oh, what'd he do?
This nigga comes outside of his drawers and make these bitches come get him dressed on the porch.
Damn!
Every bitch put on a different piece of clothes. I bullshit you not while he stood there. So the day go by. These bitches out here, the hoes out there having a water fight and he watching. Oh, remind you, the nigga was disabled.
Oh, I ain't know he's disabled.
Yeah, one of his arms is fucked up.
Damn. Like, because when I seen him, he did have a cold ass lean.
One of his arms fucked up.
Damn.
So, he pulled up. I don't know if you remember the liquor store right there off Schaefer and Wadsworth.
Yeah, I do.
That liquor store, he pulled up. I was walking out that liquor store. And just like you said, had bitches twerking in the back, talking about some, you was trying to buy some pussy. So that's how I figured out who the nigga was. But yeah, I stayed right across the street from him, dog.
Yeah, because, like, bro, like, he was driving with them, I ain't going to call them prostitutes. Yeah. He was driving with them ladies of the daytime. Like, it was ice cream. He had all the flavors in that motherfucker, too.
He had that Astro van.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, man, look. Bro, and like, I ain't even one to pay for pussy like that, but he had me thinking. I'm like, man, if I just get my money right, you know, I'm because like when I first seen him, I was like 16, and he drove up with the chicks, like, and he knew we ain't had no money. He just tempting us, like, you know what I'm saying? Well, it's only in Detroit, boys, and shit like that happen, man. I swear.
Yeah. It definitely did, man, without a doubt. And I remember it. I remember clear as day. I remember clear as day, dog.
Oh, man. Yo, man, so, like I said, man, we finally ending this shit again. Right? For the second time. So go ahead and close it out, man. Say whatever you want to say to the people.
I'm not going to say fuck you podcast this time.
Okay, what you going to say this time?
It's a pleasure. I like San Diego. Beautiful women. more big booty white girls than anything.
Hey, no, you ain't seen one big booty white girl since you've been out.
Shit. I done seen a couple thick ass white girls from this hotel alone.
Okay. Oh, shit. My fault. He got angry.
Yeah,
oh, shit. They probably, you in hotel circle. This is like prostitute circle. You in hotel circle. So they probably selling.
I don't want to jump to the conclusion.
I'm jumping to it for you. You in prostitute circle right now. You seen that girl out there in the pool earlier? You seen the dude was on the phone? He's setting up the Giants. All right. He was like, come on, Kimberly. Just two more nuts.
Two more nuts to suck. And you make your daily quarter, home.
Oh, man. Craziness.
Detroit International.